The Experience Pros Radio Show, where small business is big business and your business is our business. Follow them on twitter.com/experiencepros. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Bros Radio Show. Sitting in for Angel is our good friend Robert Grieve, the very proud owner of Nylands Collision Center in Englewood, Colorado. Robert, thank you so much for being here.
I love being here with you and our listeners, and it's,
you know,
all good.
We're having so much fun that it is entirely possible that we wish none of this on you, that people might be laughing and not paying attention. They get in a little fender bender. Where do they call? What is the phone number for Nylands?
303-761-9219.
That should be in your speed dial, folks. One more time, Rob.
303-761-9219.
That's the number for Nylands Collision Center. If you get in a fender bender, if you know somebody who has a fender bender, oh, let's just face it, we all know 10 people. Have them call Rob right now. Let's jam his phone lines.
Cut it out.
Hey, our next guest is regular here on the Experience Pros Radio Show, and he's going to help us prepare for the unexpected. And frankly, I don't know what to expect. Nor do I, but we're going to talk to Jay Shore. He's the founder and managing partner of the Best Medical Business Solutions, which is a South Florida-based medical practice consulting firm assisting practices with their operational, administrative, and financial health. More to the point, he's our friend. Jay, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. How is the audio, okay?
Yeah, the audio is fantastic. You're coming through clear.
Good morning to you.
Okay, great.
So, Jay, it says prepare for the unexpected, and I don't know
what to expect.
I have no idea. Where are we going to go today?
Well, many of the issues, I've always said in many of my previous interviews that people don't know what they don't know. And in a family business especially, I can speak from firsthand that you need to prepare for the unexpected in any family business. I happen to have had a very successful medical practice for over 30-some years, and unexpectedly, through a horrific illness, my wife was the surgeon, and she passed away last June, and the purpose of what I want to try and explain is it potentially was devastating to the practice as a family business.
Absolutely.
So, one of the things in preparation for the unexpected is that you have to always make sure, and I'm going to try and get into some of the things about family business tips, and you always have to be careful of family feuding, because it's simply no fun and games when it comes to family feuds in your businesses, because family businesses are faced with internal conflicts that typically arise from the inability to separate your business and your personal lives, because it always comes home. And sometimes the feuding is due to varied interest of each family members. And even though you have the same goals in mind and the end result you want to be the same, there are always personal egos or rivalries that spill into the business environment.
Jay, you could not have possibly said it.
Regardless of the cause, you have to find a way to stop that feuding.
Yeah. You couldn't possibly have said it any better. I see this every day in business. And so how do you... the word detach comes to mind, but then again, it's so difficult because there are personal feelings intertwined. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, you have to let emotion stop running the business. And you've probably heard the phrase, it's not personal, it's business. But in a family business, it really is personal, because it's very difficult to separate your emotions from the business, especially if you're directly managing a family member, because it's not fair, you're treating somebody else differently, and it's difficult for people to receive critical feedback from your peers, let alone your family members. And one of the things that's very important is it's very easy to lose non-family employees, because they'll feel that there's very limited growth and opportunity, and there's family conflict, and that it's very difficult when a family member isn't performing efficiently. And it becomes metastatic in the workplace, and the same culture and discipline does not roll downhill to the family member as it would to a non-family member. And that creates a lot of dissension and can cause some very, very good people to leave. And one of the worst things is that there's no succession planning. So because the succession planning for somebody in there, because of the term nepotism, is that they know who the person is going to be that's going to take over the business. But when you prepare for the unexpected, what you have to do is make sure that there are wills that are executed and they're properly executed with all parties involved in the family that know the terms and conditions, because I will tell you firsthand that it can totally destroy a family. And as an attorney once told me, it's not over the money, it's over the money.
Right, right.
And it has destroyed many families and businesses. And when it goes into probate, you have to worry about avoiding costs, because there's only really two people that win, the accountant and the lawyer.
Yeah, I was gonna...
always.
Because they get paid first before any creditors get paid. So one of the things that you have to do is make sure that you take out life insurances, but you put them what they call ILITs. It's an irrevocable life insurance trust, so it bypasses probate. And this way, that money ends up going and is funded and paid through the irrevocable life insurance trust. And it's got to be clearly defined in the trust who gets what, when, where, and how. One of the other things is, in a family business, that if it's a professional association or a professional corporation especially, on the death of the professional, the non-professional, although they might be a legal partner according to the IRS,
right,
they are not a legal partner according to the Department of State in which the state in which the corporation or association is. Because then all of those assets then go into probate and the estate, and the non-professional spouse is not entitled to any of that, of those assets.
Holy cow.
They're a beneficiary, but you know what happens once the personal representative and the attorney get involved. They'll try and sell it to all of the vultures, I call them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jay Shore, helping us understand how can't we all just get along in the family-run business? And brilliantly stated, I love the idea of having that insurance policy. But, Jay, do you ever feel that, or have you ever experienced in your practice, when you suggest having this life insurance policy for both members or all members of the family and business, you tend to get, well, gosh, that seems so morbid. We'll just put that off.
No, it's got to be done. And many times, especially if there are partnership agreements, then you should all have insurance policies on one another, so that they're buy-sell, so that the surviving people, whether they're non-family or even if they are family, are bought out without the other parties having the right to own the business. The other portion is you should have what they call key man insurance, mm-hmm, so that, and business interruption insurance, so that if in the event one of the spouses or parties ends up, you know, whether it's a catastrophic event or even a long-term illness, and at that point at diagnosis, it's too late because no insurance company is going to insure a burning building.
Right.
So although it is morbid, it's all going to happen, and we're eventually going to expire. So you have to do it the right way and seek good attorney advice and personal representative accounting advice. The one tip I can give you from personal experience, never make your accountant your personal representative. Never make your trust attorney your attorney for the estate, because once you die, they have no allegiance to the rest of the people. It's them who are the beneficiaries of all the money, not legally, but they're the first to be paid.
Mm-hmm. Jay Shore, you bring it every single time. And I'll tell you what, for the for my notes having said prepare for the unexpected, you prepared. I didn't expect what you brought today, but it was fantastic. Let's give some contact information if our people want to contact you.
Jay Shore, it's JaySHORR, at the best, MBS, stands for the best medical business solutions, and it's www.thebestmbs.com.
Love your contribution, my friend. Thank you so very much.
Wonderful. I'll look forward to speaking to you next week.
Yes, indeed. Folks, don't go anywhere. When we return, we're going up and over with your unfair marketing advantage. Coming up next on the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.